In 2017, in a Washington, D.C. metro station, there was a violinist who played in the station for about 40 minutes. He was ignored by hundreds of people who were very quick to be on their way, getting through the station and working towards their daily lives and their chores and the different things that they had going on. Only about 7 people would stop and listen for a brief period of time. This violinist made $59 in those 40 minutes. This is the same violinist who would fill concert halls, which had an average price tag of $100 per seat. The same violinist who recorded over 40 albums. The same violinist who had over 200 international concerts. And his violin is worth $3.5 million. This violinist is Joshua Bell. But we might wonder, what was he doing in a metro station playing his violin? Why was he there? It was a social experiment. It was to see if the average person, if they encountered beauty, if they encountered something by surprise, would they recognize it? Would they stop to enjoy it? Would they appreciate it if they didn't know it was coming? And it seems that the results speak for themselves. Out of hundreds of people, only 7 stopped to listen. We might wonder, well, what do we miss in our daily lives because we're so focused on our tasks? What do we miss in our daily lives because we're not anticipating the possibility of God surprising us with something beautiful that day? How different it would have been if Joshua Bell had advertised that he was going to be in that metro station playing his violin. It would have been crowded. And people would have stayed for the entire free concert. But because they didn't know it was there, because they weren't prepared, they missed out on some of the most beautiful music ever written, played by one of the most talented violinists in the world. And so it's important for us to be prepared, to have a sense of anticipation, to be open to what God may surprise us with. Today we start the season of Advent. And Advent means to come. In particular, of someone important or some event that is important. And for us, the season of Advent is to help us to anticipate and prepare for the coming of Christ. If we look at our gospel passage, it talks about the end times, how there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, how nations will be at dismay, how there's going to be a lot of people who are frightened and unsure and concerned. And so we need to be ready. We need to anticipate that it will happen at some point. And even if the end of the world, the end of all time, doesn't happen in our own individual lifetimes, we don't know when our own individual lifetimes will come to an end. And so we are to be prepared. Jesus warns us in the gospel passage to be aware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. It's encouragement to live our lives rightly, to follow God as he calls us. We have a similar exhortation in our second reading by St. Paul, reminding us to live a life of faith, to be ready for the second coming of Christ. We are told to be vigilant at all times and to pray that we have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, to stand before the Son of Man. For when the Lord comes again, he will come as judge. But we are also anticipating and desiring the Lord's coming. If we think about the Our Father, we call upon God to bring his kingdom, not for the sake of the tribulations that will precede his final arrival, but rather because of the glory and the joy that follows when our Lord comes again. And so we are called to be ready. In our first reading, we are reminded of the people of Israel who are preparing for the first coming of Christ, not the second coming at the end of time, but the first coming of the Messiah, when Jesus comes to us as merciful Savior, when he comes to us in humility, when he comes to us as a little baby born in Bethlehem. In our first reading, the prophet Jeremiah talks about this shoot of David that will come to be the Savior, the Messiah. And God sent that prophet, Jeremiah, as well as the other prophets, to prepare the people for the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. And so this season of Advent, we're called to be ready, to prepare, to anticipate. This season of Advent precedes Christmas, where we celebrate that first coming of Christ. And the more that we are prepared, the more that we do anticipate and look forward to that coming, the more our hearts will be open to the graces that God wishes to give us at that time, for the love and the joy that he wants to pour upon us. And so I have a few suggestions to help us to be ready for the celebration of Christmas, when we celebrate the first coming of Christ. We can use Advent prayer books. There are many options out there. And here at ICD, we had previously had available some Advent books from the Word Among Us. We can have Advent wreaths, where we count the Sundays leading up to Christmas to help build that anticipation, to help us to be ready for that celebration and joy. In fact, we have an Advent wreath even here in our parish, and at the end of our petitions, we're going to bless that wreath and light it to start building that anticipation, to help us to be prepared and ready for what's coming, the joy of Christmas. Another way to help us to build that anticipation would be to have an Advent calendar, such that as each day passes, we mark those days to help us build that anticipation. There are many different options for Advent calendars. Some of them have brief Bible verses for each day. Others, especially for children, they might like this, Advent calendars that have a piece of candy inside as each day passes to help build that anticipation. A lesser known thing that can help us with being prepared for Christmas is called a Jesse tree. It basically has a bunch of ornaments, and each ornament represents a Bible story. And as each day passes, an ornament would be added to the Jesse tree, and that passage that corresponds to the ornament would be prayerfully recited with the family so that we would have the Bible stories leading up to the birth of the Messiah to help build that anticipation, to make us ready for the joy of the coming of Christ at Christmas. As we get closer to Christmas itself, we also here at ICD have a Christmas novena starting December 15th at 7:30 p.m. Each evening leading up to the Christmas Eve from the 15th through the 22nd, it'll be in the chapel at 7:30 p.m. And by going to that event, it'll help build that anticipation, that desire for the joy and celebration of Christmas. We can pray together as families. And as families gathering in prayer, we can share with each other what we're looking forward to at Christmas, the things that we're wanting to enjoy in that celebration to help build that anticipation. We've talked about the first coming of Christ, which we celebrate at Christmas, the second coming of Christ, which comes at the end of time. But there's also other ways that Christ comes. He comes to us even here and now. He comes to us in our daily lives. He comes to us and can surprise us in different ways if we're paying attention, if we're open to those things and ways in which Christ comes to us. A very special way that Christ comes to us at every Mass is in the Eucharist. He comes to us giving himself fully and completely, body, blood, soul, and divinity, wanting to share his very self with all of us. We're blessed also at ICD to have adoration available most days of the week, Monday through Saturday morning, an opportunity to sit before the Lord in silence and to let his love, his mercy, his grace radiate out from the Eucharist displayed in the monstrance for us to adore him. It's easier for us to anticipate and be open to the graces, the mercy, the love that God wishes to give us at Christmas if we start building that anticipation by spending time with him in the ways that he's available to us now, in ways such as adoration. And so it's important for us to build that anticipation, to be prepared for the comings of Christ, all the ways that Christ comes, at the end of time, the celebration of Christmas, in our daily lives, in the Eucharist. It's important for us to be ready, to anticipate, to be open to those beautiful surprises that God wishes to give us. And if we are open, if we are anticipating, if we are prepared, then we won't miss out on such things. As many people did in 2007 in Washington, D.C., in a metro station, missing out on such beautiful music by Joshua Bell. So let us prepare ourselves for how Christ comes to us even here and now in the most Holy Eucharist.